Hey, Kyle.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing? First question, anything going on with Jimmy Ward? Do you expect him back when you guys return to practice?
Yeah, we're going to have, we're going to put him through again. We put him through a hard workout last week. Tomorrow, we're going to have our DB coach, Jeff Halfley, go out there and really take him through a hard workout that's more pertained to exactly football. So we're going to see how he responds to that on Monday and Tuesday, and hopefully we'll get him ready to go by Wednesday.
So you guys are, the rest of the team is off from work Monday and
Tuesday. Yeah, this is a true normal week for us in terms of it's our only trial run before the season. So we're doing everything the exact same way this week as we will week one versus Carolina. So Monday will be our day after the game. I had to give the players today off because during training camp they have to have one every 7 days. So tomorrow will be our true day after a game. Then Tuesday will be the true players' day off. And then we'll have practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, travel on Saturday.
You mentioned yesterday that Vance McDonald left the game. How did he turn out, and were there any other injuries that you've learned about since last night?
Yeah, Vance is all right. I think he was a little sore today. He did come back in during the game. You know, he left for a little bit, and he came back in, so he showed he could have played. We would have kept him in if we had plans on keeping him in throughout the game. He came in today sore, but he should be all right this week. And then no other new guys showed up. I think everything I hit you guys with on the way.
How many tight ends do you think you're probably going to stick on the roster?
I'm not sure. You know, I've done two before, I've done three, and I've done four. It's not just up to that room. You know, it's obviously you need how many ever NFL players you like on your roster. You need that amount, but then it depends on how all the other positions shape up. You know, I feel like we got some solid players there. You can usually keep. You know, most teams keep about three tight ends. If you ever do want to keep four, then that's all right. But another position is going to hurt because of it. So we'll have to see how the final 53 turns out.
Kyle, we've seen Brian Hoyer throw a lot of deep passes in training camp. Why haven't we seen him throw one in either preseason game? Don't you want to develop a relationship between the quarterback and a wide receiver for the deep ball at game speed before the regular season starts?
Yeah, practice speed is, I mean, our guys, they run full speed every time we run a route. So whether they do that in a game or on air or in practice, they're always running as fast as they can unless it's walkthrough. So I don't really look at it that way. You have certain ways to attack coverages. We had a number of deep balls called yesterday. It just depends what coverages they're playing. When we had a couple of deep balls called to attack first quarters, they played single safety. That's why Lewis Murphy had a big explosive underneath it. But I also, you know, we're not trying to show everything possible either in a preseason game.
Kyle, you mentioned going through a regular week this week. Are you at the point now with camp over that you'll transition into maybe doing some game planning for Carolina? I know you've gone through the offensive install a few times now. Just where are you in that process at this point?
Yeah, I never get too far away from that. That's something I always try to look at sporadically throughout training camp, and I usually sprinkle it in a little bit over the summer too when I'm just need to get a little away time from the family. But yeah, everything that we put into a preseason game, you always try to take into account what you're going to be doing in the regular season. So it's real tough to carry a preseason game unless you're taking an idea of what you're going to do in week one, week two, week three. So that's something we really never get too far away from coaches.
Both of us who were there for the week of practices with the Broncos saw you guys doing pretty well against them on Wednesday. Not so well first string wise in the game. Is it a matter of just, you know, because the offense is so vanilla in the game that the defensive line can be much more aggressive with those outside zone runs?
No, I think, you know, it depends how each play turns out. And I think one hard thing is, you know, when things seem really, you know, I thought things seemed real good at practice our first day versus them. Then I go in and watch the film, and it was good, but not quite as good as it felt out there. I felt last night during a game, I mean, nothing feels much worse than that when you have all those turnovers, those penalties, and you're behind and score that much. But when I get in and watch the tape, you know, it wasn't quite as bad as it felt. And when you go and look at each situation, you especially talk about the ones on offense, I think it's more, it takes 11 guys to execute a play. And if you just have one guy off just a little bit, it breaks down. And when you look at the opportunities the starters had, it really was one guy here and there. And it really led, you know, I'm just looking at it here. Let me see this. Out of our four possessions, you know, we punted on the first series after a drop on a second and 13. And then after that, we didn't punt again with the group, which normally you would think that's a good thing unless you're turning it over every time, and that's what we did. So when you end up turning it over three times in a row when you come out there, it does make it a little bit hard to evaluate the guys. They don't get to stay out there long enough. They don't get into any of rhythm, and that's no one's fault but our own. I mean, we got to hold on to the ball, and, you know, when you have three fumbles, and we had that interception that was, you know, just not caught clean. It basically stripped away from the guy. It doesn't really give your guys a chance to get out there and get evaluated.
Kyle, is there a process that you've acquired after your years of coaching to diminish the amount of penalties and turnovers? Is there anything that you actually do that's personal to your coaching style?
No, you just stress it and you talk about it every second. You point it out. You try to. It's kind of my style with everything. I try not to make things up. You try to look at it exactly what happened and why it happened. And if there's an answer to why it happened that you guys can avoid, then you put them in that position the next day as a coach. You show them on film. You teach them on the board. You go walk through it. And then you have them go through it full speed to make it just more muscle memory. That's really our philosophy on everything. You try to figure out why. Then you try to see if you can come up with the best answer. And then you teach. And there's lots of ways to teach. And then it starts in the film room, and you got to carry it over to the practice field. But that really doesn't change with me with anything. The turnovers are the most disappointing part to me. I mean, we can't harp on protecting the ball anymore. I thought we'd done a decent job of that. Thought we did a good job throughout the week in practice. Thought we did a good job protecting the football versus Kansas City. And obviously, we did the exact opposite of that last night. And when you have five turnovers, you know, I'm hoping when you have five on the offense or four, and you have the one on special teams, you know, you're hoping that the defense gets a couple back for you to give you a chance. But when you turn the ball over that much and you don't get any back, I'd be surprised if any team in the history of the NFL has won in that situation.
You mentioned after the game that you thought that Brian was pretty much spot on with his reads on his 11 passes. Did that stand up after the film review? And then how did CJ do with his reads?
Yeah, I thought Brian did a good job. You know, there was one that, you know, I think the first attempt to advance over the middle, the first one, he might have been a hair late on where he could have just checked it down and got a little bit more yards. He came back the next time, I want to say a couple plays later, learned from it, got to him on time, and then we just didn't make the play. Besides that, you know, I thought he did a good job with his reads, went to the right spot, had that unfortunate spot of the ball slipping out of his hand, which got that first fumble. And then CJ came in and did the same thing well, too. You know, I didn't think he missed any bad ones. We just had a tough time getting those guys in a rhythm, staying on the field very long, and couldn't get the run game going. And when we did get it going a little bit more with the first group, we ended up having a turnover that caused that to derail.
Anquan Boldin just announced his retirement a little bit ago. Just what impressions do you have of him, maybe from afar or even when your paths have crossed over the years?
Yeah, I've never personally met Anquan or ever talked to him before, but he has been one of my favorites of all time. I love Anquan, and I don't know him at all, but I feel like I do just because I've always studied how he plays. And when I remember watching him in college when he came into Florida State as a quarterback, what everyone thought, and moved quickly to receiver his freshman year. And I remember him coming into the league, people thinking he wouldn't be as great because he didn't have a fast 40 time. And watching him play over the years, that's to me the definition of a football player. He's as violent of a receiver as there is, and I've always truly believed that receivers can really set the mentality of an offense because I always feel linemen have no choice. They have to be tough. Running backs, if you're not tough, you're not going to make in this league because you get hit every play. Quarterbacks got to hang in there. Receivers are kind of the guys who can pick and choose a little bit. And when you have guys who play like Anquan, that just brings a whole different mentality to your offense that I think usually leads to teams that have chances to win Super Bowls.
Kyle, you touched on last night the competition between Ahmad Brooks and Eli Harold for that starting Sam linebacker spot. You know, in reality, like,
when you look at their salaries, they're just so different, and where Ahmad is at his career, how much is that impacting that decision?
For me personally, not at all. I don't even know what their salaries are. I try not to even look at that because I don't want, I want to make the right decision, and I don't like anything to skew me on that type of stuff. So I try to go off what I see at practice. You know, you want to know who's got the more upside, things like that, who's going to be better throughout the year if given the opportunity. But you also want to know who, when it's all said and done, who's going to affect your win-loss record the most. And those are the things that I look at personally. You don't always want to think who's the best guy for week one, who's the best guy for the 2017 49ers. And I try to simplify my thoughts in that way. That's why I really don't find out about salaries until I've already made a decision.
What do you like about Eli Harold in particular?
What's that?
What have you seen from Eli Harold in particular?
Well, it took Eli a little bit to get going. He was hurt in OTAs. He got off to a good start in training camp, but quickly got a concussion. It took him a while when he was in the protocol, and he's been back here for, I want to say, a little bit over a week now. And Eli does, he plays physical. He sets the edge real well for us as a Sam linebacker. You know, there's not just competition going on at Sam linebacker. It's also as the rush nickel player. We're trying to figure out who can be our best Sam linebacker and base personnel, and then which one of these guys is the best at putting his hand in the dirt and rushing the quarterback when we get to third down. So Eli does both of them. Ahmad does both of them. Guys like Dakota can do it too. We got some guys there that were, you know, we've had two games in. We've seen a lot. We've seen a lot of practice, and I'm glad we got two more games to evaluate it.
Kyle, last night, Brian Hoyer said the game presented the first bit of adversity for this team, and he was interested to see how they would respond. You know, would you all come together or kind of grow apart? Now, maybe that's a bit much on August 20th, but I mean, do you understand what he was getting at, and are you eager to see, you know, the response from your team?
I can understand a little bit. I mean, guys have a lot of pride. Guys work hard, and it means a lot to people. So I can understand why Brian says that, but I can also understand what you might mean by what they just said it is. And I'm not trying to, you know, go through adversity. And we got to go through a lot of stuff together first. And I'm not going to sit there and act like the everything's falling apart because you turn the ball over that many amount of times. I just try to stress to the guys, hey, guys, if you want a chance to win a game, we got to come out and protect the football. You protect the football, you don't have those penalties, and then we can start talking about how to win a game. But if you turn the ball over like that, there's not much else to talk about.
Lorenzo Jerome has gotten a lot of time with the ones. What have you seen from him and his progress in just these two games?
Lorenzo's done a good job. You know, I thought a couple times, you know, he's ran around. He's been a ball hawk for us. He's come up and made some tackles. Thought they caught him a few times out of position last night in a few play-action looks because he's been so aggressive. He's going to have to learn from those because he got out of position a couple of times, but they never made him pay for it going outside. So I've been pleased with Lorenzo. He moves around fast. He's real eager. The game's not too big for him. He's made plays wherever he's been, and he's continued to do that for us, and I hope he continues to get better.
Coach, was yesterday, looking at the film, was that the most impressive that you've seen Eric Reed so far since his position switch?
And it's the most opportunities he got, too. He was out there a little bit longer. We were playing, obviously, an eight-man front. A lot of the plays got turned to him, and he's got to make the play. And he did a good job making it, not getting any more yards after contact. I thought he had a couple good plays in the pass game, especially on a keeper they had, coming back and stopping a tight end on a slide route. But Eric did a solid job. That's what we expect him to do, and I was real pleased with how he played.
Kyle, like you said, it's not like, you know, the world was falling apart last night, but you surely didn't seem amused. And just the fact that you were able to look at the film, you said it wasn't as bad as you thought it might be. Was there a sense of relief, you know, when you discovered that?
It's not really a relief. It's kind of my life story. We put a lot into it. It doesn't matter whether it's a scrimmage, practice, or preseason. I I try to compose myself by the time I talk to you guys after practice, but I'm pretty pissed after practice, too, when it doesn't go well. You know, we're competitive guys, and we want everything to be perfect, and that's why most of the time I'm not that happy. And whenever you go out to a game like that, that you want to win, you want to play well, and you turn the ball over like that, and you have the penalties that we did, I'm definitely going to be pissed off, and I expect everyone in our building to be pissed off. If they're not, then that's when I would be worried. When you are that mad, you always go in and watch the tape, and very rarely in my career is it ever as bad or as good as you thought the night before. But that's also why I'm excited to get in here. Wish the players were in here today. I'm going to have to wait one more day, but I'm pumped to get them in here and to get better from that game.
All right, guys?
You guys good?
All right, thanks, guys.